This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
We have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these backdrops?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Anybody out there using their immune system today, tonight, this afternoon, this morning, wherever you are? Anybody? Anybody? Nah, we don't use the immune system here. We just get vaccinated. Who needs an immune system when you have the mandated pharmaceutical industrial complex religion to take care of you, to inject you, to keep you strong and vital with toxic chemicals, with heavy metals that we're clearly deficient in? We don't get enough RNA and DNA from animals injected into us. We certainly don't have enough aborted fetal tissue injected into our children. We've got to keep that up. And you know what? I think we should all move to California, or else our immune systems, we might have to rely upon them. Yeah, I know. That's the way I'm starting tonight, Super Don. A little bit ornery out of the gate here, because we do have some stories out of California coming up. But before we get to the outside-the-box segments with Ty Bollinger, there's plenty to talk about here. Are you kidding me? Now, you were, right before we went to air tonight, you were telling me about the Jeff Sessions stuff. Is there anything worthwhile mentioning or something else that you saw that I haven't, because I've been unplugged a little bit on that?
No, you know, I just, out of curiosity, I went to look at it, because he got grilled for like 5 hours yesterday. And it was just, you know, if you had the Republican, appreciate you and love you, your service, and you're great, and you're wonderful. Or if the Democrat came on, they were trying to catch him in some gotcha thing as to whether he used Russian dressing on his salad any time in the last 7 years.
They won't let go of that.
Oh, they just won't let go of that. So that was interesting. But, you know, the big story of the day, and I have a feeling we'll talk about this tomorrow on our Sacred Fire of Liberty. and I caught actually part of this earlier on Fox News. Five articles of impeachment against Donald Trump have been introduced by House Democrats.
Wow. All right.
He's a really lousy president, and he should be impeached.
That's basically what they were saying today.
He's not a globalist. Impeach him.
Yes.
Really? This is it. I don't even want to go there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's not. We'll save that for tomorrow.
And I know you're sorry you viewed that stuff, too. I know you are.
It is what it is. I mean, I got to at least every once in a while check in to make sure that, we haven't.
Yeah, you do. This is why I'm glad we're not a socio-political talk show consistently, right? Only occasionally. For the most part, we talk health and healing, health, freedom, healing, liberty, okay? And I like it that way. It's nice. It's refreshing.
Because, I did the whole neoconservative talk radio thing for...
A lot of years. But that was before it wasn't as obvious, right? It was getting there. Now it's like, are you kidding me? Really? We got to talk about that again? No, we're going to talk about principles of healing. And how about let's go to the Alliance for Natural Health, one of my favorite groups on planet Earth. This one's out of the ANH International. That's out of the UK in Europe. Rob Verkirk, Melanie Aldridge, and the gang just love them dearly. And they continue to put out such profound writings and links up and really empowering stuff. And here's the headline, Inbuilt Defenses, Our Forgotten Medicine. Amen, hallelujah, praise the Lord, right? And I know it's like, wait a second, they're talking science and you're getting all religious phraseology. Well, you know, it's just like I intermingle the stuff because, as I've said so many times before, you don't have science without spirit, without spirituality. If you think you do, none of this place exists without it. And you are an atheist scientist and you're probably not listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Unless you're looking to be annoyed by me as I bring in spirituality into all of these topics, no matter what they are. Especially science! Right? The skeptics hate it when you do that. Like, don't be talking spiritual stuff. Well, I'm going to do it. Inbuilt defenses are forgotten medicine. Your own immune system is still the best protection against disease. That's why I kind of opened it up and said, you know, we don't want to use that. Let's go to California where they'll inject us all so we don't have to use our immune system. Right? Isn't that sort of the idea? If we inject you, it's a shortcut. Now your immune system doesn't have to do anything. We've done the work for you. Isn't that so comforting, Super Don? I don't have to work out. I'll just get a shot. I don't need... Who gave me this immune system anyway? Why bother? Just inject me with some toxic chemicals. No, I'm being facetious. Don't inject me with toxic chemicals. It's not going to be a good scene for you if you try. Now, what are you going to get if you have an immune dysfunction of any kind? Temporary, acute or chronic. You go to the doctor, the allopathic medical doctor, and he or she is going to prescribe for you. That's called a prescription, or a script for short, for likely antibiotics. Now, they're talking a lot about what's going on in England, but it happens in America too. And then you'll see headlines saying, antibiotics out of control. Multi-drug resistant infections. We're past the era of antibiotics. Stop prescribing all those antibiotics. And you go back to the doctor, and what does he or she do? Prescribes you even more antibiotics. Now, granted, some of the patients in England not aware of the fact that antibiotics don't work for anything but specific bacteria, and even then only for a short while destroying the entire immune system it was based upon. In other words, if you're looking to counteract the bad guys, you didn't even have to catch the bad guys. You almost had to create them from within by doing all the things we talk about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. The wrong things. We don't tell you to do them. We watch out for you. Say, hey, Halloween time, please be careful with the artificial sweeteners, much less the refined sweeteners that are devoid of chromium. We talked to Chris Barr on World Diabetes Day about that yesterday. All the things that destroy your immune system. That includes refined foods. Foods loaded with pesticides, colorings, additives, preservatives, flavorings. And, of course, the vaccines, the heavy metals, the antibiotics destroying your immune system. So, number one, what do you got, Doc? Huh? What's in your arsenal, Doc? What are you going to help me with when I come to see you? Antibiotics? Okay. I've been there. I've done that. I was the antibiotic kid. I had to spend a lot of years undoing the damage caused by you dunderheaded doctors. Now, if you're not offended by that, that means you're not one of those dunderheaded doctors. If you are, then look in the mirror and stop prescribing so many drugs and start teaching people about the immune system and how to restore it. That's the essence of this article that I want you to read. And it's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Conspicuously absent from any publicly acknowledged authoritative channel is education and awareness on how to support and hone your own inherent protection with which you were born. Inherent, that means you were inherited it. It's inherent. It's part of you. It is you. It's technically separate from you, too, because technically it's the bugs in your gut that are primarily responsible for your immune system. And you need stuff for the immune system to work. You need all the good things we talk about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Oh, no, it's not fancy. It's food. It's food. Yes. And water, proper and adequate hydration. Modulating immunity with appropriate foods. That includes the plant medicinals, the herbs that the authorities will tell you are the danger, the great danger to your health and prosperity, your livelihood, your very life. Stay away from the herbs. Well, Doc, why are you worried about the herbs? You got me on 10 different drugs. Did you ever test any one of them together with another one of those drugs you got me on? No? Can you point to some peer-reviewed literature supporting the safety or the efficacy of those multiple drugs that you've given me? We'll get into polypharmacy later on in the show. Just planting some seeds for you to think about. But these, unfortunately, are pharmaceutical seeds. Where is the education system in America and in Great Britain, in Canada, that is teaching the children, all the little chitlins of the world, that their immune system is innate, comes from mom, and it can be supported with food. That's right. No, 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 it's not. Go to your doctor. Never mind your immune system. Let your doctor do it for you. Here's a drug. Here's a vaccine. So, are you ready, or have you already done it? Have you taken control back? Are you claiming responsibility in the protection of your own body and of that of your children without artificially inducing an antibody response along the way to destroying immunity in the process? That's right, I said it. Even if you have an antibody delivered synthetically, artificially, via injection, you are not stronger, you are not healthier, you are not truly protected. Because the function has not been addressed at all. The function of your immune system is damaged, is weakened by toxic poisons that disrupt the gut microbiome, the seat of immunity. How are we going to modulate it if we don't even know that our immune system exists except via injection from birth, in America in particular? So what can we do? There's a great list here in this article. It's so basic. Like I said yesterday with Chris Barr and Super D, you were there with me. You know, people want to complicate things. Diabetes, oh, no, no, that's a drug deficiency. Or, hey, wait, no, we need this herb, we need this remedy, we need this mineral, and it's just chromium. At the end of the day, it's just chromium, specific to the diabetic response or hypoglycemic. This is not to downplay the importance of other foods and minerals and things like that. But we can pinpoint specific deficiencies manifesting in specific ways in the body. We're not eating well. We're not eating cleanly. Still, as a Western culture, we're trying to do better. I get that. We still are afraid of fat. We're fat phobic. Are we eating the rainbow and not the Skittles rainbow? The rainbow in the natural world. All the beautiful colors that happen because that's how these foods are grown. This is what they are. They're red, they're yellow, they're all the things that they are. Eat the rainbow. Are we reducing the processed food intake? I mean, I'm looking at this, Super Don. I'm going, I just want to say, yay, everybody read this and you can go home. Everybody's taken care of.
We don't have to do a show anymore.
We wouldn't have to do a show anymore if people actually did this. Instead, we've got negligent medical professionals promoting drugs over food, promoting drugs over proper, clean water, hydration, promoting vaccines over genuine immunity, modulated by what you eat, by probiotics that may or may not be there, and, perhaps feeding the good bacteria, and restoring the lining to the gut that has been destroyed by the very dunderheaded doctors who are willing to inject your kids with chemical poisons they would not put in the baby bottle without getting in trouble.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For those of you not watching on YouTube, just listening to the radio show, which you normally do, which is great, we love that. You might not notice that I'm wearing a new T-shirt from our favorite outlaw vaccine activist, Sally L. Cordy, up there in New York City. She's run for mayor. She's done a lot of great stuff. Very outspoken. We love her. And she said, she promised she's going to send me a T-shirt. Would you wear it, Robert? No, of course I wouldn't wear it. It says outlaw vaccines. Why would I wear a T-shirt that says outlaw vaccines? Vaccines are already outside the law. They violate the Nuremberg codes. Informed consent? Not happening. It's not happening. Safety studies? Not happening. Efficacy studies? Didn't happen. Go on and on and on. So why not just cut out the middleman in all of this riffraff, this medical riffraff? Why not cut out the middleman? Listen, the doctors are going down. I said it, what did I say the other day when I was interviewing, who was the attorney I interviewed for, what was the latest going on with Bob Sears out in California in the homeopathy case?
Rick Jaffe.
A couple of days ago. Yeah, Rick Jaffe. And I, you know, in that I said, get out of California. But I said at the same time, you keep it up, Senator Richard Dickey Pan and Democrats of California. You keep mandating medical interventions in violation of the Nuremberg codes, and doctors are going to keep doing it because they don't want to lose their license. And you keep doing it, and doctors are going to go down because the people are going to stop going to doctors. And that's not bad. That's not a bad thing. There's no right to a doctor, but they want to mandate that you have to go to them. That violates your rights right there. Speaking of rights, not from the Constitution, but from God. Yes, I said that. I did. I said it again. So why not shortcut it? Let's go ahead and knock out the middleman. All you guys and gals out there that still want your medical drugs, your pharmaceutical drugs, why not buy a 3D printer and open source print your drugs at home? You think I'm kidding? The question of the headline here, would you use an internet recipe to make your own prescription drugs? The concept now of open source medicine is coming full circle. right? We talk about open source this, open source that. Do you like it, Superdon?
I don't have any need or desire to do so, but the fact is what you've got this group of guys, all right? They call themselves a pharmaceutical hacking group, right?
Yes.
And the name of their group, I mean, this is really, I don't know how they came up with this name, but they called themselves the Four Thieves Vinegar Collective.
Yes. And they've created a do-it-yourself epinephrine injector dubbed the EpiPencil, right, as opposed to the EpiPen, for $30. $30! I think it was, it increased to $600 in 2014. Now I think you can get them for like $300, the generic version, or maybe $110, but you can make your own for $30. Now, I'm all for it. Kick out the middleman. If this is a legitimate thing and people know what they're doing, it's not a pretend version that would kill you, right? Because the real stuff that FDA approves all the time can kill you. We know that. And used improperly, it could kill you. So why not make it yourself? Like I said, I think in Mexico you can get your own drugs, whatever you want. I'm not talking these street drugs, but the same ones the FDA approves without a doctor. Again, this is not me advocating for you to take more drugs. It's just like, why not punish the doctors? They've been prescribing it willy-nilly, irresponsibly, and they have a license, they have an education, they have a medical degree. Do you think the people could do much worse? Well, apparently they can, because the next three drugs that they are putting on open source, I'm not too pleased about to hear about. That this is part of the equation, part of the mathematical formulation. And let's see, I wrote them down on my notes here. Let's see if I can find them. Let's see. Da-da-da-da. EpiPen. Oh, cabotegravir? It's an anti-HIV drug, right? So this is going to be a devastatingly deadly drug, no matter if you print it out or if you get it from your doctor. But, of course, if you want to get a cheap death-inducing drug, I guess it's your right, that not under the Constitution. But they also say we want to make abortion drugs printable at home, and Hep C drugs. Hep C drugs, drugs that are very expensive but are not even real in the sense that they haven't even isolated something called hepatitis C definitively. And that any form of liver inflammation is liver inflammation, and it requires the same basic approach no matter what form it is in terms of our ability to undo it without drugs. Whether you utilize silver hydrosol, whether you use homeopathic remedies, whether you use herbal medicines, whether you use a lot more selenium than you're taking right now. There are so many ways to address Hep C that don't require $1,000 a pill drug, much less whatever it would cost for you to print it at home. But overall, Super D, even though I do share some concerns about making drugs at home, at this point, why not cut out the middleman? Anybody got an argument on that, why we should leave the doctors a cut in there?
If you insist on killing yourself, at least do it cheap.
Do it cheap. Do it yourself. Don't involve licensed medical doctors. Oh, wait, that's right. They have a license to kill. What was I thinking?
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Bertero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion-dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Special thank you goes out to my friend Lillian McDermott and the Lillian McDermott Show. She's on mornings in Jacksonville and some other areas of Florida. And she had me on her show super early. Super early, Super Dawn. It would have been.
Ha
ha. Ha ha. You're laughing at me because you have to get up earlier on the West Coast. I know. It was an 8 a.m. show. Normally, I'm just like working the kids, you know, getting the kids out, taking whatever, you know. It's the morning, and I gotta be ready. And it's a video thing too, so don't tell anybody. But I didn't shower or shave. Well, actually, you can see that now. I showered since then, but I was like, I'm just gonna wake up, put on a shirt, and then let's see what happens. But great hour, very intriguing. She wanted to talk about the vaccine issue and a few other things. I don't know if you saw it yet, Super D, but the links are out there, I think, floating around the interwebs. You can check that out, maybe embed it sometime.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, Dad. Okay, Dad. I don't know what.
I've been looking forward to this because we don't often get questions of the day from people whose names start with the word crazy.
We don't? Well, then we better. This earns it. This earns it.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
I got it. I don't got it. No, the three I got it's actually come from somebody named Crazy Dave. And he's talking to himself. He says, got what, Crazy Dave? Alta Silica. He's got Alta Silica. All right, Crazy Dave, I'm glad. But he's got a question. He says, question is, may I use this safely with my 8 to 9 pound Pomeranian dogs? The breed has lost much structural integrity in the trachea, causing easy collapsing. Is that true, Super D? Are you talking about these Pomeranians?
I don't know about Pomeranians, but I know that Jack Russells can get that as well. It's called tracheal collapse. And,
wow.
What happens is, and what you have to do with them is mm-hmm. you have to make sure that you get a harness instead of, you know, when you put them on the leash.
Right.
Because if you put it on, you put it on the collar, it doesn't take much, and then they walk around honking like a goose for half an hour.
Wow.
Yeah.
So. He says that the collapsing thing brings on moments of massage and doggy Heimlich maneuvering.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking half tablet crushed and mixed into each meal, two meals a day. What do you think, Crazy Dave? Crazy Dave. Well,
I
would double what you're doing. I conferred with not a doc to just be sure. But, yes, dogs and cats, I mean, they all need silica. Silica is one of those trace mineral components of connective tissue of the human and animal world. So, Crazy Dave, you're not so crazy. I would take one tablet, crunch it up like you described twice a day, one with each meal. And there you go. It's interesting. I haven't gotten into dog breeding. I could ask Dr. Bittar this question. He's on the German Shepherds to say, you know, what do they find? I probably they don't have tracheas that collapse in the German Shepherds because they're
tough dogs. Wouldn't Marlene Siegel be the one to talk to you?
Marley, you're right, Dr. Siegel. We'll have to get her on and do a follow-up on some of these breed issues specifically and see if we can help out. But Crazy Dave, not so crazy because he's using Alpha Silica.
Well, he might be. We don't know.
Crazy Dave on the YouTube stream or not, or just on the radio?
I don't think so. If he is, he needs to chime in.
Okay. Well, I've been picking on California a lot recently, and with good reason, because it is a medical police state. A couple of days ago, I was made aware of a woman who was taking her son to school, 6-year-old, to the bus stop to be taken to public school. And, well, what happened there, it's predictable, but at the same time, I'm saying it's really happening. It's like I wish I was wrong about these predictions of the medical police state. I really do wish I was wrong. But I'm not. Do you see the woman's name here? I think we tried to get.
It was Portia something or other. Hold on.
Okay.
Carry on.
Nope, carry on. Okay. Anyway, she has decided not to get her son vaccinated. She's clearly up to speed on toxic poisons and not wanting them injected into her son.
Portia Rasheed.
Okay, she is African American, and you know what do we know about the CDC whistleblower and the movie Vax? What does it reveal? Particularly that the MMR vaccine given on time or early, you increase the risk of autism. Now, what about the other shots? Well, they don't know. There are no studies. The one study that they referenced within the CDC that they covered up shows a direct connection of some kind, even if they don't explain it. So to get to where we're going here, the prediction was, of course, they were going to mandate everybody to get it. More people are going to figure out that they don't want it. And because there's no religious or philosophical exemptions, particularly religious, which violates the First Amendment, then where are you going to go? Well, if you can afford to, you'll go to a doctor that will provide a medical exemption. But there are a lot of poor people that are figuring this game out that they don't need more vaccines. What are they going to do? So there's some real sticky issues, especially for leftist Democrats in California that foisted this on everybody. And what about their voting bloc if they expect that the voting bloc will remain their voting bloc? What are they doing here? Why are they doing it? Have they even considered this? So we've got some audio here about the rights or lack thereof that become apparent when you live in California and you don't want to vaccinate. Let's listen to Portia here.
I am tired of fighting against these school districts by myself. I feel like my constitutional rights are being violated. I don't agree in giving my kids that poison. I should not have to be made to give it. It's against my religious beliefs.
So she says it's against her religious beliefs. I'd like to say, well, Miss Portia, why don't you leave California? Because they violated religious beliefs. Except I know that there are economic considerations. It's not easy for people to just pick up and go wherever they want to go. And so there's discrimination on a, I would say, an economic basis. She takes it to a different place.
Claremont School District is so racist. They're so racist. It's a good school district, but they're racist. And it's like I'm fighting against them alone. I know that it's other people out there that go through the same things that I go through.
Now, you can tell she's feeling very vulnerable and alone right now as she's going through this. The attacks from the school system, which will be made more apparent in just a moment. But is it racist? No, I don't believe so. Again, racism by definition is the belief in the inherent genetic superiority of one race over another. And if you want to call it racist, it's racist against every race, this law. If it's a law, it's a regulation. Because it violates every race's right to say, no, I want informed consent, and then when I find out what's in it, I want to have the ability and the freedom to reject it outright, to say no, based on philosophical, religious, or any perception of it that I have. But that's not happening here. But it is definitely a form of discrimination.
They are discriminating against our children. They're going to send my six-year-old son home in the back of a police car because he don't have shots.
Did you hear that? She's been told that her son is going to be sent home from school if he doesn't have his shots up to date in the back of a police car. What message does that send? What do you think? Where are the authoritarians, the state police, the local police, and we are going to enforce vaccine mandates? If you don't like it, we're going to take your kid, put him in the back of a squad car, and bring him home to you. That is discrimination against children for sure as well. Now, it gets worse. Because at this point, you're hearing this message and you hear an upset mom. But listen to her as she goes out to drop her son at the school bus stop. And she's confronted by a police officer and someone who claims he's from the school district.
So I just want to know, do you have the vaccine records claim or not?
They already know. Who are you? What is your name?
I'm Mr. Del Boston with the school district.
Okay, what is your first name?
Felipe Del Boston with the
school
district.
Okay, what is your position? I don't understand the purpose of
being
here.
Ma'am, I'm the one who needs to know if you have had your son with the vaccine.
Why do you? They already know what I have.
Now, it's an interesting thing here. She says right at the end, they already know what I have. All right, so here's a situation where she knows that her son is not vaccinated. The school knows that her son is not vaccinated or up to date on whatever records they want it to be up to date on. And then they appear at the school bus stop. They have to know that she is going to take her son at a specific time to a specific school bus stop to meet her with a police officer for only one purpose, to elicit fear, to intimidate, to frighten with the power of the threat of force. Is it jail time? What is it? We're going to put your kid in the back of a squad car? Hey, you know what? I got an idea. Let's send one of our school representatives and a police officer to harass and intimidate a mom who wants to send her kid to school because she probably can't homeschool, might not likely be able to afford a private school, but that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you send them to private school. The same kind of scenario is occurring.
They know what I have, so I don't understand the purpose of you being here. I don't understand the purpose of you being here. I don't understand. I don't understand the line of your questioning. I don't understand what your position is at Claremont School District, and I'm asking these questions. What is your position?
I'm asking the question, ma'am. Do you have vaccines?
I'm asking you. I'm not answering any questions until I know who you are.
Can you imagine this? If you were met with this, Now, some of you are going to say, well, she knows she's not allowed to send her kid to school, but she's sending her anyway, sending him anyway. So this is what they're going to do. Now, if you take that position, you can turn off the radio dial right now. I don't want you in my audience. Because what we need are more people who are... And I'm not even a fan of public school. You know that. If you've listened for any length of time to the Robert Scott Bell Show. I want more homeschooling to happen. I want more private school outside of government indoctrination centers education to happen. But I get it. A woman like that probably is not able... She's probably intelligent enough to do it. That's not the issue. The issue is economics. If you have to go out and work, you can't be at home schooling your kids. And so you can say, well, of course, what do you expect the state to do? She's sending them to school anyway. Well, damn it, she should, because that is the kind of... Is the term civil disobedience that we need? People saying, no, I ain't playing along. We need more people like you. More moms like that to continue to force the government to acknowledge the failure that they are at providing that which their own constitution says they have to, education for the kids, even if I disagree with it. I want more moms to go ahead and send their kids in there until they have to send the police to every bus stop to try and intimidate every mom and dad. Let's see how long that lasts. Folks, the medical police state is real and it's alive and well in California. What are you going to do about it? Utah?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
What do y'all think? Let me know. California medical police state, exaggeration? I don't think so. This is a real world example that we talked about last segment with real life interaction of a mom terribly upset. This is the intimidation of big government on a state level, operating then down to the local level. How much more local does it get than your school bus stop that you walk from your home and you drop your little six-year-old boy off to go to school and you're met with a policeman or policewoman in this case, shame on you, policewoman, and a claimed representative of the school district? Where are your shot records, ma'am? Where are your shot? You already know I don't have them. Why are you coming here? Well, only reason is fear and intimidation. Folks, are you going to roll over in California? Hitchhike out of there if you have to. I mentioned maybe you want to go to Utah. Now, in Utah, you're going to have to say, they got religious freedom, right? That's a big part of that state. They don't like it when the federal government forces, you know, something against their religion. And, of course, religious freedom, if you're honest about it, is the freedom to believe what you want to believe as long as you harm no one else. It isn't about state-sanctioned religions. Remember the First Amendment? Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof. But it's an interesting place, Utah, because they have I was reading yesterday about Neil Diamond when he was in his, I guess he was in his 20s still, maybe early 30s, and he was touring with long hair, you know, in the hot August night years, 1970s, early 70s.
No.
And he went to play Brigham Young, and he got banned. And he said,
at BYU, you mean?
Yeah, BYU. He's going to play at BYU. And they said, no, you don't play here. You got long hair. He was ticked off.
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess I wouldn't have been able to go to BYU then.
I guess not. But Neil was, he's kind of a wholesome guy. I guess, yeah, he's got his edge too, but Super Don might disagree. But we go to Utah. At least they're not going to force vaccinate you. Right? They're not going to force vaccinate you. But what might they do? Here we go to a school with the nickname of the Phoenix.
That's their mascot. Yeah.
Their mascot. All right? So that means the bird that's the flaming bird out of the ashes, right? It rises again. The Phoenix.
Dude, a Phoenix is cool.
Yeah.
You know? That's just one of those things. If you're going to pick a mascot, I mean, a Phoenix is pretty bad. You know? I mean, that's just like you don't want to mess with a Phoenix, right?
Yeah, it's a tough bird, right? On fire, yeah. Rising up from the ash.
Right.
But a Utah parent has taken offense to the name Phoenix. And you ask, rightly so, how could this offend anybody? The Phoenix?
Phoenix?
Rising from the ashes as a mascot. Well, unfortunately, if you use the plural of the word Phoenix, and you say it in unison with enough people, it sounds not like Phoenixes, but maybe you could misinterpret it as something else.
Yeah, okay. Because, well, and see, let's put a little bit of a backstory to this.
Yeah.
There's apparently, if you look up, now first off, I've never even seen a phoenix before, okay?
Not in my life.
I've never considered the fact that there could possibly be two phoenixes at one time, right?
I never heard of that. Notice
I said phoenixes. Well,
yeah, that's what I would
phoenix,
say.
Phoenixes mm-hmm. sounds okay, but if you look up in the dictionary, phoenix, mm-hmm. there's two ways to say phoenix in plural.
Okay.
You've got phoenixes, mm-hmm. but it's also proper to say phoenixes.
Phoenixes.
Phoenixes. And it's P-H-O-E-N-I-C-E-S.
All right.
Phoenixes.
All right, on three, go Phoenixes. One, right. two, three. Go,
go Phoenixes.
Phoenixes. Was anybody offended by that? Apparently this dad was, because he's got started a petition because he says it sounds too much like their mascot's the penis, not the Phoenix.
Phoenixes. Go Phoenixes.
No, it's not. It's Phoenix. I've never said Phoenixes before, but.
Now, when I first read this, I was thinking, oh, come on.
Right.
But the more I thought about it, I was just like, you know what? When you're dealing with kids in middle school, the last thing you want to do is have your kid on a team and have them be teased and ridiculed. Because they happen to be the running back on the penises team. You know, I mean, it's just.
No, not me. I didn't care. Remember on the back of my soccer uniform when I was a kid. Ding dong.
You were ding dong.
Right?
That's right. Hey, there, you should have gone to the school, right?
Yeah. By the way, Smart Alecky couple with kids that go to that school, they have put on the petition that they would like to rename the school, instead of the Phoenixes, the Tallywhackers.
The
Johnson. Something like that. What about the women? They want their fair shake, too. Oh, my gosh. It's getting rough. We're going to take a break and become much more wholesome because Ty Bollinger joins us as we go outside the box because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.